rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You ready to go? All right. So right now I'm actually hosting this next hour, and I'm going to talk about Bible, science, and current events. So I'm Dr. Stella Emmanuel, and host of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is exciting. And guess what? So who am I? I am a woman of God. I always say that my greatest job is an intercessor for the nations. And then being a doctor and a businesswoman is kind of like my side hustle. So, you know, when I came out in 2020, everybody was like, how do you combine all this Christian stuff with science? I said, well, that's just who I am, because, you know, God saved my life and brought me to a situation like this and, you know, for such a time as this. So let's get into it. So one of the things that I want to talk about today is I believe that we're in a spiritual battle, and I'm sure that a lot of people know that. This spiritual battle that we're fighting, I believe that we're not just dealing with people that are demon-possessed. I actually believe that we're dealing with demonic entities in human form. And if we don't know that, we tend to look at people and think that, you know, what they are doing is, or they are just making mistakes. But I believe we're dealing with demonic entities in human form. There are several scriptures that kind of talk about this. But I want you to look, you know, play the video that, the first video with Yuval Harari Noah, that has like a minute, and you see what he said about, you know, what we're going to be dealing with in this time. So I want you to see that, and then I'm going to break what the Bible says about this, these entities that we're dealing with, so that you know the battle that you're fighting and you're able to fight it strong and spiritual and know what we're standing for. So just let's get that video with Yuval Harari Noah. You're going to get it.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution of the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society, and it will be a moment of historical redemption.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
We have the fantasy that we can split off.
Yeah, I think the future belongs to techno-religions. I mean, the big religions, the important religions of the 21st century are more likely to emerge from Silicon Valley than they are from the Middle East or from Afghanistan or Syria or any of these places. The main products will not be textiles and vehicles and things like that. They will be bodies and brains and minds. The main products of the 21st century are likely to be bodies and brains and minds. You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
All right. I wanted you guys to watch that video because sometimes it's good to see what the people are saying. You know, in 2011, 2012, when we really started, that's kind of when God started really dealing with me with all the things that we're dealing with now and showed me that we were dealing with human, demonic entities in human form. And so that's what, if you read in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, verse 42 to 44, and you can open it and look at it. What happened in this scripture? Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, saw this vision, and in this vision there was like a tall image that they had the head of gold, breastplate of silver, gold, silver.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I just played a video with Yuval Harari Noah telling us that that what we're going to have in the 21st century is going to be bodies and minds and brains. So I want us to look at some things in the scripture and look at what other things that these demons are talking about. If you read in the book of Daniel chapter 2, verse 42 to 43, this was talking about the fourth kingdom. And you also hear them talk about the fourth industrial revolution. It says here that, and whereas as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So what we're saying here, that in this last kingdom, in these last days, we're going to have a mingling of seed. We're going to have iron mixed with clay. Iron being, you know, AI, being Nephilims or whatever, and clay being human beings. Why? Because God created us humans out of clay. So you hear Yuval Noah saying that in these last days, they're going to be selling bodies and minds and everything. And you hear also, they'll talk about, you know, being able to download your brain. Elon Musk is producing what they call, you know, the Neuralink, where they can download your brain and put in a body. And if you die, they can replace your body and then you can live forever. I'm just saying that we're dealing with serious demonic entities right now, and people need to know that. If you read in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 13, I will read this, verse 14. It says that, and I think this is talking about cloning. Revelation 13, verse 14 to 15, it says this. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, an image to the beast, an image to the beast. And I think image here is probably cloning, which had was wounded by the sword and did live. They say he has power to give breath, to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast would speak and cause as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So what they are saying here, that the image of the beast, they will be able to create images. Why is this a deception? Okay, let's take for example, like somebody like Bill Gates, if he's still human. Let's say that the devil comes to Bill Gates and say, Bill Gates, listen, You're going to live forever. You're not going to die. If you can just download your brain and put inside some Neuralink or some Optimus, and then if you die, we will clone you, produce your body, and then we'll put your brain back, and you will live forever. That is the deception. Why do we call that a deception? It says that he would deceive them that dwell on the earth. Why do we call it a deception? Because the devil is deceiving these elites, telling them that they will live forever, telling them that when they die, they will download their brains. Then they will clone them and put their brains back in. And that is the big deception, because yes, they will die. But when they die, they will go to hell. Yes, they will clone them. When they clone them, what is going to live inside of them is a demonic spirit. And that is why some of these people are so demonic, so crazy, because it is actually demonic spirit in human form. Let's read that scripture again and put it together. He said he deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them, Bill Gates, saying to them, Klaus Schwab, that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image, a clone, unto the beast, which was wounded by the sword and did live. He had power. The devil has power to give breath, to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast will be able to speak and will cause as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So I'm just saying this because, you know, like during COVID, we had this like really demonic high-ranking doctors that would just let people die. And you're wondering, how could a doctor that swore to protect life, why are they allowing people to die? I would put it that some of the people at the top of the echelon that were running these hospitals were probably what I would call the Nephilims, or what I would call these demonic spirits in human form. And they are the ones that will insist and allow people to die. They are the ones that will insist and stop us from prescribing medicine that can keep people alive. They are the ones that will do crazy things that will hurt children. If you think about some of the crazy things that are happening in our time, just imagine something as evil as putting masks on little two-year-olds in daycare while they're trying to pull it out of their mouth and just traumatizing these children, or having a three-year-old come to daycare or a five-year-old and then they swap them, and then if you get sick, you have to go home, and these children are scared that they're going to die. The trauma over the nation, the trauma over the world, over our children was just too much, was something that was not humanly possible. Recently, you will hear people like Dr. Fauci. I don't even think Dr. Fauci is human. If you just hear him talk, he sounds like many, like what they call it, legions or something. You know, so I would probably like to check his DNA or check his urine sample to make sure he's still human. Because the things that he's doing is so evil that human beings, a regular human being, I don't think can be that evil. So there are evil people living among us that are not human. These are demonic spirits in human form. That is why I said, if you look at it in the Bible, it talks about it in Daniel chapter 2, verse 42 to 44, that the last kingdom, there will be a mingling of seed. There will be clay mixed with iron. Why am I saying this? I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to show you that as a child of God, what we're dealing with is demonic. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every demon bows. Not because I'm not scared of those demons, but when you realize that what you're dealing with is not just human beings, then you start learning to use your authority as a child of God to challenge these demons. You know, in 2012, when the Lord really showed me this vision about these demons, we had done a 100-day prayer program, and we had just prayed, praying for the nation, praying for revival, praying for God to touch our nation. And on day 99, I had this crazy dream. I saw these people come into our compound, and you know, they were looking like buff and everything, you know, with dark glasses. And because I had been praying for 99 days in the spirit, I was like Rambo. So I was just beating them, punching them, throwing them around, knocking them around in the dream. And they stopped and told me that, listen, you cannot kill us. We're genetically modified human beings. It is not our time yet. When it's our time, we will manifest. And then I had another dream later when the Lord showed me, I could see people walking around. Some people were human, some people were not human. And the human beings did not realize that the other people that were walking around with them were not human. It's like I would see a crowd of people and the three or four people will be human and the other ones will be, you know, demons and stuff. Or I will see people in hotels, swimming pools, swimming. Some of them will be mermaids and some of them will be humans. And nobody seemed to think that he was crazy. So, and just about that time, the Lord showed me this. I was like, God, what is this? That is when I started calling. I said, if I see something in the dream, I need to see it in scripture. So I started preaching about it. I started talking about it, that there are aliens among us. Everybody called me crazy. Now, I'm sure all of you believe that there are aliens among us because these people cannot be this evil. And now they are not hiding it anymore. It's out in the open. Yuval Noah is telling us that, you know, that they have bodies. They can download our brains. This is just normal. So right now, they are not hiding it anymore. Now, when I had that vision or that dream, I went online kind of looking at stuff and I found this movie. And if you can pull up the clip of this movie called They Live. It's just like the shot, you know, where there was this movie, They Live, by John Carpenter. It was a movie that was done way in the 80s. If you can pull up the clip, just play like the maybe 1 minute clip of that. It was like you could see people walking around and some of them had, you know, if you put a dark glasses, you could see the ones that are human and non-human. So when I saw that movie, I was like, oh my God, this is what I saw in my dream. This is what I've been seeing in my dream. So if you can pull that movie and just play it for us so that we can see it, so that people can realize that what we're dealing with is really, really demonic. And then you can understand your authority on how to fight. How long is this segment?
Thank you.
In this movie, it was like this guy will put on dark glasses. Once he puts on dark glasses, he would be able to see what is beneath everything that we're looking at, like all the billboards and the magazines and everything. So on the surface, it would just look like a magazine, but subliminally under it, it's like obey, stay asleep, don't watch TV, reproduce, don't question authority and stuff like that. And sometimes I believe that these subliminal messages are really in everything that we do, and that has that kind of like made people just kind of fall asleep and not question authority. But thank God for President Trump, because when Trump got here in 2016, he kind of started challenging some of this stuff and we woke up. So you can see, he puts the glasses, he takes off the glasses and he's a human being. He puts the glasses back and he's a demon. So I would call that discernment. If you get discernment, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people that have had discernment of being able to, like the Lord will show them in the spirit that, you know, they are discerning things that are not human. And I'm not saying this, like I said, to scare people. I'm just saying this to show you what we're really dealing with and also show you that we do have authority over it. We have authority over the works of the devil. So at that time, these things told me that, you know, it is not our time yet. That when it's our time, we will manifest. That, you know, there are many of us around. When it's our time, we will manifest. So I was like, he said, you can't kill me. So I've always kind of been worried about the fact that this demon said I could not kill them. So I've been praying and said, okay, God, how do we handle this? Then I found out that whenever I would go through fasting and prayer and everything, I have challenged these demons in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? I would just blow them up in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, destroy them. And I would watch these Nephilims and I would watch these demons get blown up in the spirit. So I'm telling you as a Christian, as a child of God, that you have authority over the works of God's hands. And the reason why we're going through some of these things is because you and I have failed to establish that authority. So remember that in the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every demon bows, every Nephilim bows, every sickness bows, and start speaking that authority. So if you understand the depth of the demonic that we're dealing with, also understand the level of your authority. If you give your life to Jesus, and as I'm saying this, if you're listening to me and you've not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you can stop right now and just pray. And just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Become the Lord of my life and my personal Savior. You know, clean me up and use me for your glory. You can pray that prayer right now and Jesus will come into your heart. The Holy Spirit will come into your heart and you will gain back the authority that you lost. Why am I saying this? There are a lot of patriots that are fighting this battle. They know it's a spiritual battle, but they really cannot understand how to fight and be victorious. So if you know that you're fighting spiritual forces, you learn your authority, then you realize that God has given you and I power. The Bible says in Luke 10:19 that we've been given authority over we've been given power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the works of darkness, and nothing should be able to hurt us. So I think in this segment, I really just want to restore every one of us back to the authority that Jesus got from us from the cross. And when you have that authority, then you can challenge these demons. If more Christians could just stand in their authority, these demons would bow. You know, and I'm glad that patriots are waking up, we're fighting, we're resisting, we're saying, no, we will not comply. But I just want you to take it to the next level where you're not just talking about we will not comply in the physical. You're talking also addressing the spiritual beings and saying, no, the earth was given to the sons of man. The earth was not given to demons, not to Nephilims, not to fallen angels. It was given to us, and I will stand and establish my authority here on this earth. And no, you cannot take over my family. You cannot take over my city. You cannot take over my government. No, you cannot do it. And if more Christians, more human beings would stand in that level of authority, then we'll be able to push this darkness back. So that is kind of why I'm bringing this together. We're dealing with deep demonic forces. Everything in this world is spiritual. You're going to serve one power or another. If you want to rise up to high levels in the world, you're going to have to either serve the power of God or the power of the devil. And since a lot of us do not want to serve the devil, you cannot stand in the middle. You have to be intentional. You cannot just think it. You cannot just assume it. You have to be very intentional about your authority. You have to be very intentional about bringing the kingdom of God right here on earth. So that's what I want to get across to you today. I know there are a lot of you listening to me. You know God has a hand upon your life. God has been calling you to work for him. God has been calling you to do stuff. And you've just kind of been lazing out there, maybe living in sin, living in iniquity, smoking, drinking, and doing all this stuff. And because of that, you've given the devil right to harass your life. You see, the word of God says, if you break the hedge, the snake will bite. So if you're opening doors in your life, if you're living in sin, if you're not obeying God, you're not reading the word of God, you're going to give room for the devil to harass you. But if you now stop and said, no, I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, I walk in that authority. I always say it like this. Imagine that if you like, let's just take like the Iraq war. Imagine that during the time of the Iraq war, where there were insurgents everywhere, that you left here as an American soldier, you went to Iraq, and instead of you hanging in the American team, you go and start hanging around with the insurgents. They're going to kill you. So one of the reasons why a lot of us are suffering, a lot of patriots, a lot of Christians are suffering, is because we're still hanging out with the insurgents, which is the devil. Remember, in the days of Moses left the court of Pharaoh and went to kill an Egyptian. Yes, it was a call upon his life. He felt it. So he went to do it. But he was still living in Pharaoh's court. So as long as you're still living in the devil's camp, when I mean by living in the devil's camp, that means you're still living in sin. You're still living in iniquity. You're still disobeying God. Once you're still doing that, then you start giving the devil right over your life. When human beings fall into sin and iniquity and do evil stuff, you give the devil right to interfere with our world. But at the same token, when human beings decide to choose righteousness, to choose the word of God, to choose to walk with the Holy Spirit, then we start giving God authority to intervene in our lives. The reason our world is so crazy is because the prevailing priesthood is the priesthood of the devil. What I mean by the prevailing priesthood, you and I are the only ones that have been given authority over this earth. God will not interfere in the things of the world except a human being speaks. The devil will not interfere with the things of the world except a human being speaks. But what happens when the human beings that are supposed to be bringing this authority down are instead sinning and doing all kinds of stuff or just not speaking? You see, if you delegate your authority or you leave your authority without enforcing it, the devil is going to use it. So my lesson for you today is that you need to wake up, read the Bible, read the word of God, and start exercising your authority as a person that was given custody of our world. You and I have been given custody of our planet in the spiritual realm. Before anything happens in the physical, it is settled in the spirit. All of you that are scared that they're going to assassinate Trump, if they assassinate Trump, it is because you and I have not stood and spoken as people that are given authority. If you and I pray, if we cover him in the blood, if we surround him with fire, we command angels to protect him. The Bible says the angels of God, they encamp around about those that fear God to deliver them. It's like being a minister of reconciliation. You hold on to God as an intercessor, and then you hold on to the person. And that is the same principle interceding for your family, for your children, for the nation, for anything. You have to stand in the gap and say, no, not on my watch, devil. And you cover the person in the spirit. And I'm just begging, pleading to all of you, join us on this Twitter space that we do every Sunday night at 8 p.m. If you follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Stella_Emmanuel. We usually will post it where you can join us to pray for the nation, pray for the election, pray for President Trump. We are seeing the prayers that we've been praying since March. We are seeing it come to pass. And on a daily basis, learn to speak. The Bible says in Psalm 45, verse 1, that our tongue is the pen of a ready writer. That means whatever we speak, it's written in the spirit. And when we speak, it is written and then it comes to pass. So if you and I start speaking life, speaking protection, speaking peace over this nation, speaking revival, speaking thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, then we have a fighting chance. So my brothers and sisters, fellow human beings and, men and women of God and children of God, wake up, rise up, take authority and be one of those that will stand and declare God's will in your life, in your family, in this nation. And when we declare God's will, it will come to pass. That way you will not be afraid. You're not going to be sitting around, well, they're going to do this to me. No, you speak it. Imagine if all of us on a daily basis just stop and take a minute or two and begin to speak revival over the nation. Begin to speak, say, Father, let your will be done in this nation. Let your will be done in the election. Begin to set confusion in the camp of the enemy. Begin to ask that God would arise and let our enemies scatter. And guess what? When you speak, use scripture. If you go to my website, my ministry website is called firepowerministry.org, firepowerministry.org. If you look on the sidebar, there are prayers on about every situation that you're dealing with. So that way, if you need prayer, you just load up and you begin to pray. And, there are people that don't understand how to pray yet. So we have the prayers written out for you with scriptures, that you can just decree it. And then we have, monthly programs that we do where we teach people how to pray. We teach people how to fast. We also do deliverance. We help you to break the power of the devil over your life so that you and I can become people that are called in this time to stand to stand in the gap and to become good custodians of this world that God has given to us and not allow these demons to take over. Anyway, I'm going to be coming back soon. Talk more about, Bible science and current events. We're going to be coming back, talk more about Bible, talk about science, talk about current events, talk about some of the diseases that are coming out. And you know what? See you soon.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones, and very soon federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth, and the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So we're back. In the last segment, we're really just talking about the spiritual war that we're in. And, I just want to pray for those that are listening to me that if you've been dealing with a lot of stuff in these past few days, in these past few months, people that are dealing with fear, people that are dealing with, just dealing with the attack of the enemy, I just want to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus to everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that the healing balm of Gilead will begin to flow right now and begin to touch people. I pray that the veil will come off your eyes, that you see the glorious light of the gospel. Lord Jesus, I pray that the blood of Jesus will be released on behalf of everyone listening to my voice right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now to the Holy of Holies. I come to the mercy seat through the blood of Jesus, and I begin to hold everyone listening right now. There's no distance in the spirit. I take their hands and I bring them right now to the mercy seat. And I say, Father, have mercy on them for every situation that they are dealing with. I pray for their families, that the peace of God will reign in their families in the name of Jesus. If you're listening to me and you've been dealing with depression and oppression and anxiety, right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, I break that anxiety over your life in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God just flood over you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the anointing that breaks the yoke, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the redemptive power in the blood of Jesus will flow right now through this line, through my voice right now, and begin to touch you right in your home in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, begin to heal hearts of people. There are people that are suffering, people that are hurting, people, oh God, that lost loved ones, people that have been taken down, families whose family members are locked up in jail because of J6 and all kinds of demonic stuff that these creatures have done. Father, Lord, I just pray right now for your hand of comfort to be upon everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, that there will be a revival fire released over our nation again. There will be a revival fire released over the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will wake up the church, wake them up, take us out of the valley of dry bones again, that people will be able to serve you and know you. And America again will be a city on the hills, a city of light, a city that will take righteousness all over the nations in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, for our nation. I pray that, Father, in your mercy, you will not let this nation go down, that you will set confusion in the camp of the enemy, that they will be exposed in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for President Trump, that your hand of protection will be upon him. Not only that, Father, that help him, Lord Jesus, counsel him, that he will put people around him that will do the right thing, people that will give him good counsel in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that this election will be according to your will, according to the will of the American people. Father, begin to expose everything that they have done for cheating, crash their computers, burn their system, that they will not be able to cheat. Let the will of the people come to pass in the name of Jesus. Right now, I just pray, Father, for just for a veil, the veil that is upon this nation to be torn open, that people's hearts will turn back to God again in the name of Jesus. And you know, I like to sing, so I'm going to just sing this real song for America, and then we're going to go into our next level. We cry over our nation. We cry over America. We cry over people, that revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. We cry over our cities. We cry over our families. We cry over this nation. Holy Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Holy Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Holy Spirit, rain. No. Holy Spirit, rain. No. In America, rain. No. In our nation, rain. No. Spirit, rain. No. America, come oh, in our churches, come oh, Holy Spirit, come oh, Holy Spirit, come oh, in our families, rain, 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 in our children, rain, 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 Holy Spirit, rain, no. Oh. Father, I just pray that you will reign in the hearts of our children that are being our children that are being programmed right now with all this demonic stuff, that you would touch their hearts. There are many parents that are crying for their children that grew up in the church, children that were brought up in the right way, and they've just gone astray. I pray that you would release the angels of the living God, their ministering spirits set aside to help the heirs of salvation, that you release them right now to go forth and begin to bring our children back in the name of Jesus. And if you're listening to me, you have family, you have children, just begin to call their name and just cry out for mercy. Say, God's mercy will come upon your children, and the Spirit of God will go forth and bring your children back from wherever the enemy has caged them in the name of Jesus. That God will just begin to touch us again in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Anyway, thank you for that, my preaching. And I want us to kind of look about a few other things that are happening. Like I said, my segment is Bible science and current events. There are many things that are happening in our time right now that I do believe that it was written in the Bible. In the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18 says, he causes all, both small, great, rich, poor, free, bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man will be able to buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So right now, and here's the wisdom, let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of man. His number is 666. Right now, the word of God is telling us here that there was going to come a time that you're not going to be able to buy or sell except you get a mark. If you pick up your phone right now and you just Google digital ID, just put any nation, Cameroon, Nigeria, Congo, Mexico, America, Canada, just any nation, you will see that all nations right now are at a very advanced level in their digital ID. We're hearing about the digital currency, central bank digital currency. There's going to come a time where you're not going to be able to buy or sell without it. And there are a lot of things that are happening right now moving towards this. If you Google, Bill Gates did something called the quantum dot tattoo. The quantum dot tattoo is supposed to be something that you can inject under your skin, that can carry your vaccine record, it can carry your bank record, it can carry everything. So they have this ready already. It's called the quant. And how are they going to get people to accept this digital ID? It's going to come with disruption. So all the crazy stuff that is happening right now, they are getting ready for disruptive events. Just like they disrupted us during COVID and many people took the vaccine. It's just that unfortunately for them, God had his mercy and just came and we stood that day in front of the Supreme Court and we screamed and people started shouting like, no, you cannot take us down. But remember that. Right now, these demons, I call them demons because World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, WHO, Tedros, all of them, they are not going to give up. They are still going to try to put disruptive events. And the disruption is coming through vaccines. They're going to try to bring diseases. Right now in America, if you Google it, you're going to see something called dengue fever. Dengue fever is not even a disease that is supposed to be in America. It's supposed to be like, well... So right now, they said there's an increase in dengue, over 230% increase in dengue. Dengue is a virus transmitted by the Aedes mosquito. It is not supposed to be endemic in America, but dengue is coming around. Zika, we have bird flu. If you Google bird flu, I believe that they are actually planning bird flu. We have the bird flu conference that they are planning already in October, about 3 weeks to the election. They are planning the bird flu conference. They are making sure that they can be able to lock us down. They already have it arranged just the way that they did with the with event 201. So they already have their event arranged. They are monitoring our sewer system right now. And if they start monitoring our sewer for bird flu, that means at any time they can just declare a bird flu pandemic and then lock down cities because they found bird flu in the sewer. They started with chicken. I feel like we are at the cusp of what happened in 2020, just like when they started in Wuhan, initially it was in a bat and then somebody ate bat soup and then from bat soup it went to human beings, and then very soon there was, the first patient in Seattle, Washington, and 2-3 months later we're in lockdown. I believe that they are creating these disruptive events. So bird flu, they are planning it. We have the COVID virus too, that is, it's already around the fleet version. And then, of course, we have things like dengue, we have Zika. So they just have a whole bunch of stuff that they are planning. And not just in America, kind of all over the world. The other thing that they are doing is disrupting our food supply. So think about it with bird flu. They are killing chickens all over the country. They are killing chickens in Colorado, in Michigan. They are really just slaughtering and killing chickens. And very soon they're going to kill our cows because the cows also carry bird flu. Not only do they carry bird flu, but the cows fart and cause global warming. So they are going to be disrupting our food supply. Not just here. If you see, like in Africa, they've put fertilizers right now in so many countries. They are bringing GMO corn. And so that the land is getting destroyed, and the land cannot just produce food by itself anymore without some fertilizer or some GMO stuff. So they are coming against our food supply. They are bringing all kinds of viruses and everything, infections, because they know human beings are scared to die. So if they bring an infection, human beings will take any kind of digital ID they give them. And then, of course, they're going to have cyber attacks. I was actually supposed to be in Nigeria right now. I was preaching in a conference in Nigeria. And the day I was going to leave, I packed my bags. On the way out, they said Delta crashed and nobody could leave the country. Nobody, people were staying at the airport for 48 hours. We could not go to the bank. You could not. This happened on Friday. It's just that people are not talking about it because, you know, everybody's distracted with Harris. People are distracted. But for like 2, 3 days, 4 days, and Delta has still not gotten together. In fact, the only airline that did not go down was Southwest because, of course, their computers are old. But Delta, United, you could not even leave the country. People were stuck at the airport. I could not travel to go preach like I had to go. I'm still here. Why? They said CloudStrike, which is a Microsoft software, had an upgrade. And because of the upgrade, you know, everything went down. So imagine what will happen if there's a cyber attack. Klaus Schwab already said it, that there will be a major cyber attack. And that this, when they bring that cyber attack, you know, COVID will look like child's play. So imagine if there's a cyber attack and then you cannot reach your computer. It brings down our, there's no light or anything. We are in Texas. You know, Hurricane Barry passed through, and for like a week, many people did not have electricity. Our grid is not strong like that. So we're looking at disruption in that level. And then, of course, you can look at disruption in the markets. The BRICS nations are gathering together, ready to disrupt the system, ready to drop the dollar. China is already dropping a lot of our treasury bonds. So we are basically just standing on tenterhooks, waiting for these globalists to do their best. And for somebody like me, I'm not scared, you know, and you shouldn't be. I think that every one of us need to get paranoid, like totally, completely paranoid, so that we're prepared. If you're paranoid, you will be prepared. Be prepared physically. Stock up food, stock up water, charcoal grill, water filtration system. Just make sure that you are totally prepared that if something happens, you and your family can survive. Make sure that you start growing your own food. You can grow potatoes in baskets or, you know, in flower pots. You can grow your own potatoes. You can grow food. You can grow watermelon. Start growing your own food. You don't learn urban farming. If you go on YouTube and just Google urban farming, you're going to see a lot of videos that teach you how to do urban farming. So you can start growing your own food. Stock up things like rice, beans. You know, I love to buy Goya products because, like those, they are canned beans. They last for like 7 years. And I tell people, don't throw away your food because it smells, because it's expired. Throw them away when it smells bad or looks bad. Because most of the times, the reason why they have expiration dates, it's just so that you can throw it away and buy new ones. So learn to preserve your food. Like rice, I mean, I am telling you, I'm never throwing my rice away. I eat it 2, 3 years after it's expired and it still tastes just as good and it doesn't give me any problems. So learn to preserve your food. Stock up food. Make sure that you have a kind of currency like gold. You know, I know Alex talks a lot about gold. Make sure that you have gold, silver, and everything that you can use to barter. Like I said, sell some of your Gucci shoes and some of your Prada bags and Michael Kors. Sell some of those things and make sure you stock up food. Because one of the ways that they're going to get people is with famine. If you read in Revelation chapter 6, when the seals are open, the first seal that was open in Revelation chapter 6 is the white horse. And the white horse was given two things. It was given a poisonous dart and a crown. And you know what crown means? Crown means corona. So it was given corona and a poisonous dart, which is the jab, to use it to conquer the whole world. The second seal is wars. The Bible talks about it. There are wars and rumors of wars. There's wars going on right now in over 50 countries, active wars. The third seal is famine, a measure of wheat for a day's wages. Make sure you stock up food, water filtration system, everything. The third seal is death and hell. So make sure you're spiritually prepared. You give your life to Christ. Make sure that if the Lord Jesus comes today, you are right with God. What we actually help people do, we help people to be medically prepared. Like I said, if you go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, we have several things that will help you to be medically prepared. The first thing, like Alex and I discussed earlier, we have the pandemic packs. We have the COVID complete pack that has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, Z-Pack, and a handheld nebulizer. Here's a handheld nebulizer. I like it. It's really cute. You know, you can turn it on and then, you know, you do a breathing treatment by just turning it on, you know. When you hold this nebulizer, you can charge it with a power bank. In case there's no power, you don't have to go plug it. Most nebulizers are big and you have to go plug it. But this one, you can just plug it to a power bank, charge it. And if you need to use your budesonide, if you have anything that you need breathing treatment, whether it's albuterol, anything, you can just put it in here. This is water. This is not a treatment. And then you can use that. So we have it as part of the COVID complete pack. I tell everybody, get that COVID complete pack for your family right now. If you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you will get a discount. Get the COVID complete pack for your family, for your children, for everyone. Don't wait till you get sick. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin will help you, whether it's Zika, whether it's dengue, whether it's COVID. All these things are RNA viruses. And because they're RNA viruses, they are actually sensitive. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are potent antivirals. They have studies that have been done about this for years. If you go to, there's a website called C19HCQ.com, you will see hundreds of studies that show that hydroxychloroquine works for viruses and for C19. Or if you go to C19IVM.com, these two websites, in fact, I'm going to put the link on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel. You can pull it up there and look at it. Go to this website and take these articles, read them, and use it to wake up people, to show people that there are a lot of things that they are doing that is not right. So for you to survive, I say this with all my heart, and I always cry out because I deal with people calling me all the time because they are sick, and then now things are bad, and then they want me to come and save them out of the hospital, or they want me to send them hydroxychloroquine now. If you wait till you get sick, you might have to wait 5 days to get your medicine because we're not going to call it to the mainstream pharmacies. During Delta, at all times still, we had like 2,000 people waiting to see us. We could not call prescriptions to mainstream pharmacies. There are some people that ended up losing their lives because they could not see us. So if you wait till things get crazy and we're jammed and then there's no way for you to come see us, then it's going to be a problem. Or there's a cyber attack or the computers are down and you can't see us. So be prepared right now. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. If you cannot afford to get the whole pack, you can order hydroxychloroquine individually or ivermectin individually. But you have to do the telemedicine appointment. Do it right now for you, for your family. Tell everybody, give them promo code Alex. Be prepared right now. Don't wait till Zika gets here or till dengue or till monkeypox or COVID. All of them. It's all the same thing. So that's one. The second thing that we have is the 7 antibiotics you need in an emergency. We have things like Z-Pack. We have Augmentin for chest infection, for throat infection, for pneumonia, for urine infection, for skin infection. And we even have, an antifungal in case you get a yeast infection after you take the medicines. So we have that pack. We call it the emergency pack, 7 antibiotics you need in an emergency. You need to get that and put that in your medicine cabinet. When I say put it in your medicine cabinet, I'm not saying you should get these things and use them. Get it and put it in your medicine cabinet. The other thing that I did a Twitter space, and I'm going to repost it so that you can pull it up. It's called over-the-counter medicines you will need in an emergency. They have a lot of over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. If you go and watch that space, write this thing down, put together a solid first aid kit that you can have over-the-counter so that if something happens, you have Band-Aid, you have antibiotic creams, you have things like You have things like Ace Bandage. You have slings or whatever you need. We did a Twitter space on that. If you go to my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, I'm going to repost that after this show so that you'll be able to pull it up. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Rumble so that way you can keep in touch with what I am doing. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is actually just the supplements. You know, we put together amazing supplements. You see, there's a lot of people have zinc deficiency. There's an article that they did. This was actually did in the NIH, where they talk about the antivirus effectiveness of zinc. You know, zinc is antiviral. Zinc helps to break the virus shell. But zinc cannot enter into the cell. Zinc has a problem getting into people's cell. That is why a lot of people are zinc deficient. That's why a lot of people get viruses. So you need a transport system to get zinc into your system so that you can be able to even absorb the zinc that is in our regular food. That is where quercetin comes in. That is the other way that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. If you go on our website, we have a vitamin called Covivites. And right now, we have 40% off on Covivites if you get a six-month supply of Covivites on our website. And of course, if you use promo code Alex, you get an additional 5%. 40%. This is like the best sale we've done, where you get 40% because we want to make sure the American people have a six-month supply of Covivites to last them throughout this winter, throughout the election. So if you order the six-month supply, you have 40% off. And if you use promo code Alex, you get an additional 5% off. Get it, stock it up, start taking it, build up your zinc stores, so that way you don't get any of these infections that are coming in. And here's the thing. Don't take too much zinc. If you take too much zinc, it can affect your copper and give you anemia. So that's what I'm telling people. I said, you know, make sure that you get prepared today. Our supplements are very great. On our website, too, we have the medicinal herbs. There are a lot of people that don't even want to deal with medicine. They just want to take herbs. We have moringa, we have ginger, spirulina. These are grown non-GMO. My sister grows them in her farm in Africa. They package them and they send it to us. So we have these medicinal herbs, you know, turmeric and everything. We scoop them, mix them in a tea and drink them. It keeps you healthy. So if you don't even want to deal with medicine, you can take these medicinal herbs and it will also help you. So call to action. Number one, pray. Give your life to Christ. Pray for the nation. Number two, be prepared. Stock up food. Stock up water. Learn to grow your own food. Number three, be medically prepared. Go get, watch this video on my YouTube, on my Twitter handle that says over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. Make sure you have a solid emergency first aid kit. Number four, go on our website, drstellamd.com. Do a telemedicine appointment. Get the COVID complete pack. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Put it in your medicine cabinet. Get the emergency antibiotic pack. Keep it in your medicine cabinet. Number five, go to our marketplace. Get a Covivites. You can get Covilite. You can get, because it's not just Covivite that has quercetin. Covivites, Covilite, Covicleanse, Covita spray, they all have quercetin. But right now we're running this 40% sale on our products that have quercetin to help the American people to stock up to last between now and through the election. Use promo code Alex. I really believe in what Alex does. And if you go on our website and you shop, we help to keep this show on the air, and we help to support Alex, and we help to support a lot of other people. So listen, drstellamd.com, use promo code Alex. I just pray that everything will be right with you. And remember, at the end of this battle, Jesus wins. At the end of this battle, you and I win. We are the American people and we are strong. See you again next week. God bless you. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible, because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWars InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.